Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
Maxime Paty, based in Paris, co-founder and CEO of Visual AI. At Visual, we are building a virtual try-on experience for fashion e-commerce, where any shopper can choose a model they identify with and style any outfit they like on that specific model. And to build this experience, we use generative AI, also known as synthetic media, to create synthetic images of garments worn by models.
Maxime, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Well, we are involved in synthetic media. When we talk about our technology, we don't talk about synthetic media, but generative AI, which is the AI engine that powers synthetic media. And it's kind of tricky in terms of wording because we don't really use it to create media. We use it to create content pushed on an e-commerce website or on acquisition channel. So let's say Facebook, Instagram, and so on. But it's basically the same AI engine used in synthetic media. And we use it on a particular use case, which is to create unique images of models wearing specific pieces of clothing. And basically, our objective is to allow shoppers to see any outfit they like on a model they identify with.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Well, I've seen a lot of successes in the last months. I, of course, think about companies like Synthesia, for example. In fashion, actually, there is a huge, huge challenge. And I guess it's the same in other sector with synthetic media. It is a quality you can reach on high-resolution images. Actually, leveraging generative AI on image can give good results on low-resolution images. It's more tricky on medium-resolution images, and it is super hard to get high-quality images on high resolution. And this is something that really the state of the art needs to address and tackle. We found a specific way, our secret sauce at Visual, to have like really zero default imaging on high resolution, which is it's a huge challenge. And on the other end, especially in fashion, today brands are not ready to assume the fact that they are using, for example, digital or virtual models for their e-commerce or their campaign. It is still important to have real people on this channel. So it will take months, maybe years, for synthetic models, for example, to really be on our day-to-day in the fashion world. So for me, yeah. That's the two main challenges. And obviously successes is that actually today, I think that technology kind of disappear, especially in the virtual try-on ecosystem. So we are consuming synthetic media and generated images without actually knowing it. So it's basically a technology that's seamless under that experiences. And for me, it is a success because it's a real use case based on the technology, but people are consuming it without knowing it's a deep technology.
Maxime, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
Before you start, technology is super appealing when you work on synthetic media, and you have amazing use cases to create, to build from scratch. But as always, when you launch a company or you work on a specific use case, it is super important to assess the will of potential users to first use your solution and pay for it. And for me, like it really takes years and years before the synthetic media ecosystem is mature with mature business models. So I would say my advice would be like really take your time, talk to your potential users, and don't be in love with your technology. It could be very impressive, but in the end, won't interest your potential clients. For example, at Visual, at first we built an AI engine to personalize images at scale, which was super powerful. But in the end, it is a virtual try-on use case that opened up the doors to the market. So we started from technology and ended in a use case. And I think in Thinkific Media, it is something that needs to be done. And don't be in love with your techno, but with your use case. That would be my advice.
And Maxime, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Well, obviously, you can learn more about synthetic media on our website, visual.ai. V-E-E-S-U-A-L. As you are based in the US, Henrik, I also invite people listening to us to visit us at the NRF retail show in New York in January. And also to ping my CTO if you want to discuss about the use of synthetic media in fashion. And we launched a first virtual try-on experience early in November with a French young designer called Marine Orion. So I invite everybody to go check our website on the mix and match section of the website. And Marine Orion, it's Marine, MarineHenrion.com.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.